The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, for today's topic, for practice together, let's continue one more session with the practice of mudita, with the practice of vicarious joy, sympathetic joy, empathetic joy, many different ways it's translated, because it's such a profound and beautiful practice to feel happy for happiness, for good fortune, for goodness in the world. This way we notice goodness more. And of course, this time of the pandemic, especially, there might be lots of challenges, both for us personally and people we care about. And it's wholesome to intend to train our mind to also notice the good, notice the blessings, notice what's good in the world, and feel happy for it. And as I was saying last night, us human beings, we have the genes of the human beings who were more anxious and worried. And as they were walking on the savannah, they were more concerned about the dangers, about the African mammoth, not the woolly mammoth. One of you've pointed out there was no woolly mammoth on the savannah. Yes, the African mammoth. They were more concerned about dangers in the environment instead of the positive in the environment. So that the ones who are more tuned to more positiveness in the environment, they were hunted down. They didn't live long enough to pass down their genes. The ancestors who passed down their genes were the ones who were anxious, who were looking out for all the negative and difficulty in the environment. So what we feel, if you've noticed that, oh, when somebody gives you a compliment, it just rolls off. But if somebody gives you a challenging feedback, oh, you think about it over and over and over and over again. So you can just see this tendency in yourself, in everybody else you know. It's also said that our minds are like Teflon for good experiences. They don't stick. Good experiences just roll off, whereas our minds are like Velcro for challenging and difficult experiences. It just sticks. So different ways to think about this natural tendency that us human beings happen to have evolutionarily. So this practice of turning our minds to intentionally to notice the good, to notice the blessings, to notice what's good both for in our lives and other people's lives, and celebrating, feeling happy for happiness, is a wholesome way to train ourselves in gladness, to train ourselves, our heart in happiness, which is wholesome. It's not avoidant. It's not avoidant in that we build more capacity, more resilience to be what is difficult. It's not about avoiding the difficult, but to build more capacity through joy. Have you noticed if you're in a good mood, if somebody gives you bad news, it's easier to be with it than if you're already depressed, somebody gives you bad news and you're just shattered. So in the first scenario, you're more resilient. So in this way, we're building more resilience to be able to support ourselves and others. So many different ways to think about this beautiful practice of mudita. So without further ado, let's do it. Let's practice together. So this is a perfect time to get into your meditation posture. If you would like to move, shift, sit up, straighter. Yeah. Or maybe relax, soften, even lie down if that's what your body is asking you to do. Ah, and landing. Landing. Landing in this body. At this precious moment, however it is. Embracing, opening up to the moment. With every cell of your body. Every chamber of your heart. Inviting your body to land. To soften, to relax. For the awareness to connect intimately with each breath at the lower abdomen. Cherishing, celebrating. Embracing, hugging as if the attention is hugging, warmly, lovingly embracing the breath in the lower abdomen. And if thinking arises, gently, kindly ask yourself if it's necessary to be thinking this thought right now. And smilingly, playfully, telling the thought, not now. Not now. I'm giving my whole heart, my whole body to this practice, this moment, this present moment of being alive. Precious, mysterious. Perfect. profound. Just this breath, just this in-breath, just this out-breath. Intimately connecting. The relaxed body. Settling, arriving. Tilling the soil of awareness. Letting the goodness of this breath, life-giving, enlivening, energizing, soothing, letting the goodness of this breath, right here, this one, this in-breath, right this out-breath, right here, letting the goodness of it be appreciated. Opening your awareness to something. Something in your body right now that's comfortable. Maybe it's that you're sitting relatively comfortably on a chair or a cushion. Not standing in line somewhere, but relatively comfortable. Or that your body is warm, the right temperature. Appreciating the goodness. Letting your heart relish. Goodness of this comfort, temperature, sensation. Not taking it for granted. Inviting yourself to notice some blessing, some other blessing in your environment, in this moment. Noticing the good. Did you have a roof over your head, maybe? The lighting is good, or wow, that you have a computer or a phone or a tablet, some means that you are connecting. You are connecting right now to this practice. Appreciating the goodness, this blessing, simple blessing, often taken for granted. And of course, sometimes the mind can veer off into, oh, those who don't have these blessings and feel guilty, ashamed, etc. We're training our mind to attend. We're training, yes, there are many challenges in the world that we have and others have. We're not avoiding them. We'll practice with them, bring them to mind with compassion and action. In this moment, we're training our mind. We're intending to train our heart and mind to attend to the good. So reconnect with your intention. The power of intention. Noticing what's good right now. The blessings in your life as we start this practice. Letting your heart open to them and celebrate them. It's okay. Unabashedly celebrating your own goodness. And opening up now to someone who's dear to you. And bringing to mind something that's good in their life, something they are happy about. they celebrate. Could be something as simple as they were sick and now they're healthy and they're happy about that. Or they didn't have a job and now they're doing something they love. And you're so happy for them. Celebrating their happiness as if it were your own. I'm happy for your happiness. Or maybe they have a relationship they cherish. Whatever the blessing, the good fortune is. Something that makes them happy. Again, not every aspect of their life needs to be hunky-dory and happy. But this aspect. This blessing. Really connecting with their happiness, with their gladness, how they celebrate. How happy they are. Let your heart feel their gladness. Feel the connection to their joy. I'm happy for your happiness. May your good fortune continue. May it increase. May it never end. And if we choose to recite the sentence, fully well knowing there is impermanence, and yet we share the sentiment as a generosity, as a statement of generosity of our heart, not attached to outcome, that this will continue forever. It may not, but we wish it with generosity, celebrating their happiness without attachment. I'm happy for your happiness, or maybe simply wordless. Mudita, celebrating their good fortune. And now bringing to mind someone you don't know very well. Maybe a neighbor whom you have met but don't really know. Or someone working at a store you've interacted briefly with, or a delivery person, somewhat of a neutral, somewhat of a neutral person, as a stand-in for all of humanity, to bring this person, this human being to mind. Appreciating that just like you, they want to be happy. Just like you, they have a complex inner life that's compelling to them. Just like you, they have sorrows. Just like you, they have joys. They have blessings, things they're happy about. In this category, it's okay to use your creativity. So maybe as a way in, it's okay to imagine something you are grateful for, you celebrate. Maybe it's a comfortable home. Maybe it's a friendship. Maybe it's a relative, a young one in your life, who's a blessing for you. Or a work or a connection. Whatever it is, maybe bringing that to light, to mind, feeling your own gladness, appreciation, and imagining, oh, they happen to have a similar blessing in their life that they're so grateful for. They celebrate. Feeling into how cherished, how happy making this blessing is for you. And to consider the two of you are similar in this way. This blessing, this goodness. They delight in feeling happy for their happiness, or maybe for both of your happinesses. Celebrating. May this happiness, may this good fortune continue. May this gladness continue. May it increase. May it never end. Maybe imagine the two of you, you and the neutral person, talking and discussing how happy making this blessing is in your life, this goodness. Isn't it wonderful? Feeling shared joy. And now inviting someone you have a slight challenge with. Bringing them to mind and noticing that just like you, and just like this neutral person, this person also wants to be happy. They have challenges in their lives. They have blessings too. And again, not condoning the challenge, the hurt, the harm, separating the actions in your mind from the humanity. Of this person. Seeing if your heart can connect with something good in their life. With generosity, being happy for them. Being happy that they have this goodness. Allowing yourself to feel the generosity of your heart in this way, in this beautiful way. I'm happy for your happiness, as if it were my own. Your happiness makes me happy. May you enjoy, appreciate your happiness. May it continue. May it never cease. Now, for the last moment of this practice period, inviting all beings, yourself, your dear being, the neutral being you have challenges with, inviting them all, and celebrating all the goodness. We all have challenges and we all have goodness in our lives. Letting our heart, letting your heart open to celebrate, feel brightened by this goodness, blessings. And inviting to your mind all the beings in this Zoom room, on YouTube, practicing with you, and all the beings who will listen to the audio Dharma later. Feeling happy for all the happinesses, all the blessings large and small, we all have. May they continue. May they never end. Expanding further to all beings everywhere. The generosity of heart. May all the blessings everywhere, all the goodnesses, all the happinesses continue. May they increase. May they never cease. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. Oh, I don't know about you, but I feel happier compared to when we started. I see smiles. So we have some time for reflections, questions, comments. You're welcome to type them in chat. If you type them directly to me, I won't say your name. If you type them to everyone, I will say your name out loud. And you can also raise your hand. And if you haven't shared in a while, would love to hear your reflections. What worked? What didn't? What did you notice? And we had some lovely reflections last night. And I forgot to say, since Diana is off for this month, for the first 2 weeks of March, I'm teaching every night. I'm teaching happy hour every night. So tomorrow, it's me again. Surprise! So based on some feedback last night, I think you remember Jamie asking about how to connect, how to more easily connect with the neutral being. So I changed tonight's meditation guidance to support that. And I hope that was supportive for you, Jamie, and others. I see you're nodding, giving thumbs up. Great. So other questions, comments, it's all welcome. It all helps supports everyone in the community. So Fred, are you trying to raise your hand to speak?
I am, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, the raise hand button is right underneath that. Okay. This is the clap, but it's good. Oh, so okay. I can hear you. Yes, please.
Okay. I found your suggestion to use our imagination very effective. And I was having the same trouble as was being discussed last night of trying to grasp the happiness of someone I knew almost nothing about. But knowing that my imagining of the person's, the details of their life and their inner life are probably invariably wrong. You know, I'm mostly wrong about people I know well. So why would I get, you know, a stranger right? And that was just fine. It felt like we could move closer in a way that was very gratifying.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that reflection. I'm delighted to hear that imagination, surprisingly, it does work with this practice. Yay, especially with a neutral person, with creating the sense of connection. Because this practice of metta, mudita, these Brahma viharas are skillful means, are ways that we use imagination, we use different abilities, different tools to conjure up a connection, to create a connection with people. So lovely. Thank you for sharing that, Fred. Nice. Other reflections, any questions, comments, complaints? What worked, what didn't, what surprised you? And please know whatever you choose to share of your practice with the community is helpful for the community. If something was surprising. If you noticed, yeah, I'll pause. Yeah. So I have a question maybe before we go into practice, into small groups together. And using the reactions button, the green, the yes. If you notice you feel or at any point you felt happier, this really tuning, connecting with goodness in the world, give a check mark, give a yes. I'm curious. This is an informal survey, and I'm going to count the yeses. Yeah. So I see a dozen yeses. Roughly, the number keeps changing. I think it times out after a while. And if it's a no, do the X. So, which is fine too. Great. I think it keeps timing out. I think the number it keeps increasing, decreasing. That's so funny. All right. I'm getting about 15 or so right now, something like that. Okay, great. Nice. Well, thank you for voting. It's nice to get a sense. So thank you all for, I'm getting thumbs up on YouTube too. That's sweet. So for our practicing community, as again, yesterday we did an informal survey. We'll start with 30 seconds of silence, silent mudita, gladness for other people's gladness. And if at this point you usually hop off, notice what happens if you stay in order to support others as a gift of generosity to others, to see it that way. If you have to go, it's all good. But if you can stay, see what happens if you stay out of generosity to others for the practice. So I will create the practice groups, the small groups, and oh yes, and after after 30 seconds of silent mudita for each other, happiness for each other's happiness, then let's go one round and sharing something you're happy about, something you're grateful for in your life, and you can practice real time mudita for each other, and then you can share anything you want to share about your practice. So let's see. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to open the breakout rooms. And here we go. Enjoy. Okay, everyone, welcome back. The rooms are closed, and we have a few minutes left for any reflections you like to share, which became clear after discussing with others, and or how was it to practice with others in this way. You can type it in chat, or you can raise your hand. It would be lovely to hear your reflections.
I thought it was really heartwarming listening to one of the shares and about mudita. I just felt mudita listening to the share. It was really sweet. So deep bows.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Michael. And Nicholas says, laughter is such a joy. Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. Laughter begets laughter. Hence, laughter yoga. Tom, please.
It was. I really enjoyed hearing what other people were joyful about. And we finished by agreeing that either singing or listening to a choir was a great joy for us.
Nice. That's great. I love it. I love it. Shared joy. Sweet. Any other reflections before we close our joyous togetherness this evening or morning or afternoon, depending on your time zone? I see Trevor's hand. What's up, Trevor?
Yeah, I just, I kind of lean towards leaving for that part, not for really any particular reason, but just was thinking more along the lines of Sila before I left, and just practicing some thoughtful speech in some way, you know. So using that time, it felt really good.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. What a beautiful intention to stay intentionally, to practice sila, wholeheartedness, virtue, kindness, you know, ethical, wise speech, right speech, so many different names, to relate from a place of integrity and kindness and wisdom through wise speech in this little sandbox of interaction. What a beautiful intention to bring in. I love it. Yay. And I'm highlighting it because I think that's a lovely intention for all of us. I see hot heads nodding. It's a beautiful intention for all of us in this way to practice. And in the past, when I used to, the first year, I would say a lot, setting up the groups about intention when you go into small groups, blah, blah, blah. And now I don't do that anymore. And your share is a beautiful reminder, Trevor, that I think every time it's important as we enter this sacred space of a small group to really show up in this way. Oh, this is a sandbox. How can I show up with integrity, kindness, wisdom for myself and for others? How can I show up differently and model this for myself and others to take it into my daily life? So thank you for that, Trevor. So we have come to the end of another happy hour together, everyone. Thank you all for your practice. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and well in every way. And may all beings everywhere be happy and free. Thank you all. So now I'll stop the recording.